Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to 100% Healthy. I'm your host, Julie Renee. I'm a speaker, author, and master health activator. The journey to 100% health may be easier than you think. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings or illnesses. Our show explores your divine human blueprint and gives you a direct line to your own magnificent design. You can be 100% healthy. Remember, you can count on 100% Healthy to provide you with the simplest and most direct information from source for maintaining your health, vitality, love, and wealth. We are committed to helping you discover your 100% healthy lifestyle. Together, we can get you back to your best self, living in your own personal Garden of Eden. Stay tuned. Your health activation goes live in a flash.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Julie Renee. I'll invite callers to call in this wonderful show today. The show topic is on going barefoot, and it's National Barefoot Day on Saturday. And I'd love to hear from some of you on where your favorite spots of going barefoot are. The call-in number is 818-572-2938. And I'll just be watching if anybody is popping in and wants to give some details about what they love about going barefoot. I would love to hear. And I chose this subject because I am definitely a barefoot girl. Born in Minnesota, we were a camping family, and we were on lots of beaches, lake beaches and rivers, and I loved having my shoes off. And really a kind of a country girl. And although I live in the suburbs of San Francisco, I'll tell you what, I am a person who doesn't wear shoes in her house. So I'm looking at my bare feet and my pretty pink toenails and happy as a clam to be at home and having my feet with no shoes on. And that barefoot feeling reminds me of a couple things, which is really on being free and allowing yourself to do your thing, and thinking about what the feet bring in as a blessing. And also, it's so funny, but, you know, in the Bible, in Scripture, in Isaiah, and I don't know the exact verse, it says, "Blessed are the feet of those who preach the gospel," and that is in Isaiah. So the feet are precious and wonderful. There's feet ceremonies. There's feet blessings. If we think about, again, in Scripture, Jesus, the tradition was to shake off the dirt and the dust of the day, and that it was a real blessing to wash the feet of the master and your guests. And so that getting the dirty shoes or the dirty sandals off and getting the feet washed and coming into the home and really sitting down and sharing time with friends and family barefoot with nice clean feet. And, you know, I think about the importance of feet in so many ways, in so many arenas. I trained in foot reflexology many, many years ago. And so the entire body and all your glands and organs are accessible through the bottom of your feet. Isn't that amazing? And, gosh, now I'm thinking about the beach. And in honor of the National Barefoot Day today, I scheduled myself a 2-week vacation down in Jalisco, Mexico. I'm going to be walking on those white sand beaches of Nuevo Vallarta every day for 2 weeks. Coming up soon, so that's going to be wonderful. Hey, if you are listening and you'd like to call in and share about your barefoot experiences, the number is 818 972-2938, and I'd love to hear from you. All right, and you know what? I know that most of our audience listens after this, after the fact. One of the most recent shows, The Best Things in Life Are Free, we had thousands of listeners. I was just blown away by the number of people who enjoyed that show. Thank you so much if you were one of those listeners for bringing our numbers up so high. Wahoo! And today is really kind of just a fun show, really meant to just encourage you to get into your own natural, healthy way of being. And when we look at the balance wheel and think about bringing life into balance, we would see the barefoot experience in the category of health and recreation. And that's one that I notice a lot of people seem to neglect, is the health and recreation. And maybe you have a healthy diet and you have your exercise habits. A lot of people I know have exercise habits and are working on their food intake. But there's something really out of whack if you're not really taking time for vacations, real vacations. And even during the week, even on a weekly basis, getting out, having a picnic, going for a hike, going for a walk, going to the beach, really recreating, going dancing, getting out in nature, all of these things are really, really important and often overlooked when people are really stressed out and just working. So on health and recreation, in addition to going barefoot and maybe getting your feet in the grass, and by the way, do feel free to call in. This will be the first show I'll be taking callers from outside, so it's 818-572-2938. We'll just see if that's working. I'm sure it is. I'm often teaching. I know that you're used to me teaching, but come play with me. Let's play in the field of bare feet. So talking about bare feet and then talking about health and recreation on the balance wheel. By the way, I have a beautiful little book on the website, julierenee.com. It's an e-book that you can get called Balance Your Life Now. And it's really a treasure, highly, highly, highly recommended. And it's got all these elements that I'm going to talk to you about in today's show. So we're going to start with the eighth element, health and recreation. We're going to work our way back. And health and recreation have a lot to do with the physical body. And it's really about nurturing and caring for the physical body. A lot of times we'll be taking care of our mental body by working, thinking, driving. So we'll be taking care of that part of ourselves, which has to do with perception. But our physical body, which is human animal and has to do with the emotion part of things, because that's how we feel, so we think, and that's from perhaps the brain, it's the mindset. But there's the feeling part, which is human animal and emotions. So to really bring both the mental and the emotional body together and sync up so that that perception is really in a happy place. We need to have health and vitality, that playtime. We need to schedule playtime. We need to have that as a priority on the schedule. And you know, for some of you, health and recreation may mean having a healthy meal plan, exercising every day, and getting out in nature a couple times a week. That might be your health and recreation. And then perhaps you have a vacation once a year or twice a year where you go, you know, somewhere wonderful and you have an adventure. For others of you, you might really enjoy going out in the garden and having a picnic every day for lunch or supper or breakfast. For me, I know I really, really miss it if the weather is really poor and I'm unable to go out in nature hiking. So I start my day by meditating first and then jumping out of bed with great enthusiasm and just pulling on some exercise clothes and heading out to the forest And whether I go to China Camp or I go to Lake Lagunitas Park Reserve or down to Tennessee Valley or Muir Woods or one of the beaches, I am a woman on a mission in the morning, and that is to get myself out in nature, really celebrating. And how do you approach, and how you approach nature can be very unique and wonderful. I know that when I'm on the trails, the first 10 minutes are just gratitude, just thanking God for everybody and everything in my life and for the nature around me that is blessing me with the beauty of everything. And, you know, the colors and the sounds and the smells. And by the way, the forest is smelling wonderful today. So if you have a chance to go into the forest and do some breathing in through your nose and really pay attention to the smells, they're really quite heavenly. And I was so pleasantly surprised on Sunday morning. I went for a hike down to the Tennessee Valley entrance to the water, so in Tennessee Valley down in Mill Valley. You can hike right down to the ocean, and then I had a lovely little walk on the beach, and that's a perfect place to kick off your hiking shoes and feel the sand. The sand is really kind of almost gravelly there because it's lots of broken shells, and it's really beautiful. It's like the cliffs of Moher in Ireland, these steep cliffs, or Tintagel. Merlin's Cave has these very steep rock face cliffs. They're very, very beautiful. And really get your feet in the pebbles and the sand and have the experience of the icy water rushing across your feet and ankles. And it was kind of fun because I walked to a far end of the beach that was exposed, and it isn't always exposed, and did a meditation right there on the beach with the waves crashing. And when I opened my eyes, just minutes later, the tide had already come up, and so I was beginning to get kind of trapped in this little inlet with these steep rocks around me. So I made a wild dash and made it back through the, you know, the waves and the water coming in. It was really wonderful. So that's one of my barefoot experiences. I'd love to hear from you if you have a barefoot experience. And the call-in number again, 818-572-2938. So we're talking about the balance wheel and health and recreation. And from health and recreation, we go right on to creativity. And dance, music, art are included in that. And a lot of times, my clients, as these busy, wonderfully amazing entrepreneurs, will tell me that they have been being very creative at work. And I tell them that that doesn't count, that to just do lots of creative brainstorming and come up with a new way to do your speech or add something fun to, you know, a program that you're developing, that's great. That's wonderful, but that's not nurturing your spirit itself. And so I really want you to be thinking about creativity, art, music, dance, in what nurtures you. So when you dig a little deeper, you might discover, hey, you know, I used to like to paint, or I play harp or guitar or piano, or I sing, or I like to sing with the chorus. And start really thinking about those things that really added to your life before life got so busy. And really bringing back joy means bringing back balance. And when I work with, I did a beautiful study of women. I used a whole year of my coaching time. I was doing life coaching and healings together for a year. That was a few years back. And what I discovered is that busy women tend not to really take vacations, tend to cheat themselves on their health. They're worried about their kids or their husband, but they tend to cheat themselves on their health. And it's like an ordeal to add, to suggest that they do something creative. It's like pulling teeth to get themselves to really be generous with themselves and make some time to paint a flower or go dancing. So this is so important because you come to me and you come to your life and you wonder why some of that happiness isn't there anymore. And if you really look at it, you know, as a child, you were incredibly creative. And you didn't need to tell you didn't need anyone to tell you, go recreate. You were playing. You were off playing. You were creating. And so recreation is creation, and creativity, I mean, they go hand in hand, don't they? And they really are the things that fuel our emotional tanks and really feed our spirit. And so to fuel and feed the emotional tanks and spirit are really, really precious and important and really a must in living really 100% loving your life, not just 100% healthy, but 100% emotionally and mentally healthy also. And we're going to look at the next one, which is number 6. And that is the next part of the balance wheel, and that's spirituality and really having a connection with the divine and a connection with others who are like-minded. And so a lot of times I'll see that people will leave their church and then they sleep in on Sunday morning, or they work, or they clean house, or they watch TV on Sunday morning. But Sunday morning no longer is the Sabbath for so many people. And I'll talk a little bit about Sabbath, and then I'll talk a little bit more about connection with the divine, and then finally about being with like-minded people who share a path. So first of all, Sabbath. There's a beautiful book written years ago, maybe 10 years ago, that I read when it came out called Sabbath. And it really talks about resting and really having a day when you're not on, when you're not answering phone calls, when you're not answering emails, when you're not chugging away and working on some level, just a day to be grateful and to thank God for your life and to really rest. The body needs to rest. All of the mind needs to rest. And so the Sabbath for my Hasidic friends is a time when they're not going anywhere. They're not getting in their cars. They're spending time with family. They're sitting and eating. They're doing extra prayers. They're having peaceful time. Maybe they're playing instruments or just reading scripture or visiting. It's a very slow, beautiful experience, the Sabbath. It's a time for you. So whether your Sabbath starts on Friday and ends on Saturday, or it's all day Sunday, or you have a different Sabbath because of your tradition, you know, I just really want to encourage you to take a Sabbath for yourself every 7 days. And if for some reason, and I know some of you who are listening are my friends and you travel and do these entrepreneurial events on the weekends, then if you've been in training over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I want you to have Monday as your day off, really. And or if you're in, you know, an experience where you're going, and your body says, no more, I want you to listen. That's your body saying, I need a Sabbath. And if you want to keep perception, the part of the blueprint where how you see the world, if you want to keep that really pristine and joyous, you want to honor the Sabbath. And that's the same with the blueprint in relationship to matter, your physical body. If you want to keep your physical body happy, you need to rest. You need to take time that's just peaceful, that's not on, that's not training, that's not learning, that's not driving, not enrolling somebody into something. You need to actually be at rest, make Sabbath. And you might, you know, love Sabbath, the Sabbath day so much, you might throw in an extra day every once in a while. I know on Wednesday I woke up and I looked at the work that was yesterday. I looked at the work in front of me, and I have been really pushing. I've been attending events, and I have been doing my Sabbath, but I looked at what was in front of me, and I said, you know, I'd be much happier at a spa, going to yoga, doing the mineral baths, and getting a watsu massage. And really, I think that's what I'm going to do with this day. I'm going to turn this day into a Sabbath for myself. And so today, approaching the day, I came in with a great velocity and great energy and great joy. And it was easy for me, you see, because my emotional tanks were fueled. I had gone through some challenges in the last few days, and I just cleared the decks. I gave myself time to let it go, to become peaceful, to become flexible again, to become receptive, to become open again. And this is truly a beautiful experience to give yourself a Sabbath. And I encourage you in your Sabbath to allow the senses to be awakened. So if during the week somehow you lose track of scents and sounds and tastes and touch and hearing and, you know, really experiencing your beautiful world on the outside, inside, because that's what the senses allow us to do. They allow us to experience what's around us inside and really bring that to a blissful state, to a celebratory state. And when you get that, like I was out hiking this morning and I was breathing in through my nose and out through my mouth and noticing how sweet the scents of the forest were. And I was in China Camp, if any of you are curious, just whether it was blooming trees. I was, you know, not seeing blossoms because up in our area there's very clearly the land is going golden. We're in the place where we're starting to go to brown now and golden. The land down in Tennessee Valley was still ripe with flowers. It was beautiful. But the scent, just breathing in the forest, was beautiful. And I had my lunch out on my patio, and there's a wall of jasmine flowers. And the scent of the jasmine, especially at dusk, at the setting of the sun, is so beautiful. And some of you with lemon trees and lime trees probably know that too. You have to kind of look at when it's really popping out its pollen and its scent. It's, you know, there are different times of the day when the fragrance is stronger. So really using Sabbath to be a day to open to your awareness, to your senses. Maybe it's even getting more in touch with your emotions, allowing yourself the opportunity or the time to settle. Something disturbing happened a few days back and you said, I can't deal with that now, or, you know, you did a quick, you know, meditation, or you did some affirmations and you carried on. The Sabbath is a time to really let things settle out and come back to peace. So I know I've given a tip of never go to sleep upset, because you stop your regeneration abilities. And the Sabbath can be a great reboot for really allowing your body to regenerate again. And so, you know, getting barefoot on the Sabbath is a great idea. And if you could imagine now that you were barefoot and your feet were in fresh green grass, and it was early morning and the grass was wet and the sun was on the grass, and maybe it was a little cool on your feet, and that you could smell the green grass. The green grass smelled beautiful. And maybe there was a robin's nest in a tree close by, and you could hear the baby robins chirping. and you looked up into the sky and you noticed that the sky was bluer than you've seen it in a long time. And maybe you, with your feet, are touching the grass and you squat down and, you know, reach out with your fingers and get your hands running through the grass and really feeling the grass. Maybe even making sounds, maybe taking one strand of grass and putting it between your two thumbs and doing that fun little whistle that we used to do as children. Can you see how that activity of becoming aware of your environment, of being present in your world, can really bring you as spirit deeply into your body, can really restore you? So the Sabbath day is meant to restore you. And then I promised I would talk a little bit about your connection with the divine and how to increase and improve that. And if you have a religious path that you're already on, that you're already following, then congratulations. That's so wonderful. I'm so happy that you're doing that. So that's great. You have your prayers that you do. Perhaps you have your songs that you sing. You read scripture regularly. Wonderful for you. And then if you have some kind of meditation practice, that's fantastic too. And especially if, even though you're doing, like I teach the health activation meditations that help with love and physical healing and wealth and relationships, and so my meditations are guided meditations to very specifically help you get into your happiness, your 100% happiness in all these different areas of life, in beauty and money and even connection, in connection with the divine. I want you to, when you're done with your guided meditation, to really be still and really be present to the divine. Really feel into the experience of being there, being one with your high self and then your connection with God. Now, prayers and meditation and chanting and singing are all beautiful accesses, beautiful ways to be more deeply in touch and aware of the connection and in the experience of being with God. So one of the things I did yesterday is I did the rosary, and I have a number of years ago wrote a rosary called Illumination. And it's very much similar to the Christian Catholic rosary. However, it's entirely uplifting. There's nothing about being a worthless sinner and being unforgivable. The rosary is the most beautiful way to connect with the divine feminine first, and then the divine completely and entirely. The communion is a beautiful way to connect with the divine. Prayer, the Lord's Prayer, but many prayers are a wonderful way to connect with the divine. When I was studying with the Gnostics, they have a prayer of surrender, and the prayer goes like this. I have been apart, and I have lost my way. The archons have taken my vision. At times I am filled with thee, but often I am blind to thy presence, when all I see is this world of form. My ignorance and blindness are all I have to offer, but these I give to thee willingly, holding back nothing. And in my hour of darkness, when I'm not even sure there is a thou hearing my call, I still call to thee with all my heart. Hear the cry of my voice clamoring from this desert, for my soul is parched and my heart can barely stand this longing. And so you can see when we do prayers, we bring that longing to be one with our high self and one with God, one with the Supreme Being, however you view that, and that's a good place to be. That's a place that nurtures the part of us that is essence, and it nurtures our emotional state also. So the part of us in perception. And being connected with the divine is not anything about the mental body. So you may be reading scripture, but you need to be in your heart. You need to be present to the divine in your heart of hearts, in that love space, because that's where true wisdom comes from. And so we find a way to come into balance as we connect with ourselves and the divine. And then that third aspect of spirituality is really spending time with like-minded people so that you are not an island unto yourself connected with the divine. You are connected with others who are like-minded, who perhaps that you all chant. Maybe you all do yogic chanting, or maybe you are part of the Catholic Church and you all do the rosary at 6 o'clock every morning of the week, or, you know, you're part of the Islamic tradition, and you sit with your family members and friends, and you, you know, do your prayers and remember God in your very special ways. You're Sikh, you're Native American, you're Jewish, the nature people, you're Wiccan, pagan, whatever way you connect with God, God in nature, God as deity, the divine, and then with the group of people who resonate with you so that you are connected, because we are in physical bodies and we're meant to connect with others. We're not meant to be isolated. Our bodies are not meant to be alone. We put people in solitary confinement as punishment. So thinking about connection as this joyous opportunity, this privilege that we have to connect with others, to share our faith with others, and really to really connect directly with the divine. And that's a really exciting thing about this era is we've left the patriarchal era, which was the kind of the male patriarchal rule. And so in the traditional structure of the way the Christian church is set up, and perhaps the Jewish church and Islamic church, is that there were male leaders, I guess all of them, even Hinduism, I think, and Sikh. And now that I'm thinking across the board, they all have male leaders who are the patriarchs of the churches and temples. And in this era, we've now come into the age of androgyny rather than patriarchal, so male rule. We're coming into an age of equality. And so what we're seeing is that there's more access, more direct access to the divine and to divine creative powers. And so there's not the wall. You don't have to go through a priest or go through somebody to get your communications with the divine. You can go directly to God. You can pray just like Jesus taught 2,000 years ago, our Father who art in heaven. You can go right to the Father or right to the Supreme Being or right to the way that you experience your God. You can go right there now because the era is changing and we are in this age of androgyny, so you have direct access. Very wonderful. All right, from spirituality, we're going to go to the fifth. So we're backing up from, we started with health and recreation and going barefoot on the beach and in the grass, and then creativity, dance, art, and music. And actually, I'd love to encourage you to dance barefoot as often as you can. Put music on in the house and dance around the house. Spirituality, and we talked about the importance of connection, the importance of taking a Sabbath and really experiencing a Sabbath. We talked about your own personal meditation and time with the divine, and also your connection with others, and that the body is meant to be united with other bodies. It's meant to be around other bodies. Human, animal, and human spirit both need the experience of connection to other humans. So we've gone through, and let's do one more, and that's finance. And this part of the balance wheel is really very different than the last three pieces. It is really looking at, do you have your financial life in order so you can take barefoot beach vacations? And, you know, if you don't really have anything worked out with your finances and you kind of fly by the seat of your pants, I really would love to recommend that you create some kind of a money plan for yourself. One of the people that I followed off and on for years and have done all of her internal work, so I've written my will and my durable power of attorney and my trust and all of that is set up and my accounts are set up and everything that I needed to do. I think I did 16 different documents when I went through her program, is Susie Orman. And, you know, like her, not like her, it doesn't matter. I want you to find somebody who can teach you about money, and it could just be a book, a good book that you read, and then you implement. And that's actually what I did. I've seen her on public TV a number of times, and I got a couple of her books. Women and Money was one of them. And it's been just really easy for me. I would say it took 4 months to get through the book, because I implemented each chapter. So I didn't say, oh, I'll get to that someday. I actually implemented chapter by chapter by chapter. So getting a money plan in place where you have savings and you have investments and you have a retirement fund and you have insurances and you have money saved for your taxes and you have money saved for your vacation. So it's not a fly-by-the-seat of your pants. It's a real plan. And talking about that, helping you feel at peace, helping you feel like you have permission to walk in the grass and feel the earth beneath your feet. A lot of times people get all screwed up emotionally and even spiritually when their money life is off. So if your money life is off, right now I'd like to just send you over to miraculouslivingwealth.com, and I'd like to suggest that you just sign up for the free 6-day jumpstart to really restoring your wealth. And this won't have all the how-to-dos on where to put your money and how to set up accounts. This really helps you with the aspects of bringing more wealth into your life. And it's a program that I created for myself because there was a time when I was really sick. I had multiple cancers and surgeries, and I was in a wheelchair, and there were really literally years where I couldn't work. And that being able to do a meditation that could mock up bringing in money was so entirely helpful for me and really helped me to survive graciously and live graciously in spite of kind of dire circumstances. And so I highly recommend, that's a free program. It's a 6-day wealth jumpstart with a guided meditation and some beautiful little jumpstart day lessons that you can really take your wealth to the next level. And actually, I've had a couple people call me, which I was really blown away, that have brought in wealth really rapidly in 2 and 5 days. 100,000 one of them did, and 11,000 another one did in just really a few days. And that's kind of getting your mind straight and really turning your field, the field of energy around you, whether it's your aura or your quantum field, getting it reading in the right direction, in the direction of gratitude and appreciation and seeing all that is meant to come to you to come to you. And on that site, if you're interested in going deeper in that, there is a full-on 21-day Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out, which is amazing. And I highly, highly recommend that for you. Again, it's not the how-tos like Susie Orman does. This is really getting you right energetically. And I don't know of any other program that does it as well as Accelerate Your Wealth from the Inside Out. It's a really, really wonderful program. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a minute to talk more about going barefoot and life in balance.
100% Health, the best health of your life, is now possible. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings. You can have great health for a person your age, and when tested for overall human health, you may come in at 30% overall health. You know what I'm talking about. You saw your parents slowly lose their youthful vitality, and you may have even said, "That's just the way it is. I too will age and lose my gusto." Are you concerned about a brain that will no longer function as well as it did in your youth? Just like my medical doctor client, who worries that she'll eventually have dementia and/or Alzheimer's like her two aging parents. Are you like my client Katie, having a condition of malfunctioning nerves, which leads to amputation of limbs of six of her immediate elders? Are you worried about rapid aging of your skin, just like my Polish client Maria? Or reduced function of your digestion, like Hannah, a PhD in physics? Or challenging aspects of hormonal imbalances, like Melinda, a wealthy investor? I really understand your concerns and your desires to do something, anything, about these reduced health functions before they become a pressing problem. I know about health issues personally because I've experienced the worst of health and recovered, and then reversed aging. High blood pressure, difficult digestion, all of these things are easy to reverse, especially when you get them early. And you can reclaim your awesome health if you've lost some of it. I'm the only expert in the world that offers my unique system of cellular quantum mechanics, and I've developed a way to activate your human blueprint and restore it to its best possible state. Get connected now. Join the one-to-one days immediately and change your life. With a new one-day program designed specifically for your needs, you'll spend 5 hours with me in my home experiencing deep, lasting healings. Over a course of 6 months or a year, you'll do 4 to 8 of these one days and live an entirely youthful, vibrant new way. Check this wonderful one-day program out at julierenee.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Are you 100% healthy, wealthy, and in love with your life? Have you had a time in your life where you had wealth and you had capital and yet your relationships were funky? Perhaps your spiritual life was thriving and at the same time your bank account was empty? Are you in a relationship of your dreams and yet you find yourself depleted and broke in other areas of your life? True wealth, the wealth that surpasses status quo riches, is having it all in the areas of finance, health, love, and career. Wealth does not start with fixing problems, making more money, or doing therapy, getting on medications to alleviate health issues, and going back to college for a new career. If you take this approach, I guarantee you will simply be amplifying your problems and your dissatisfaction. Wealth that surpasses the mental norm starts with the abundant gratitude and active celebration for what you already have. When your gratitude factor is at its all-time maximum in the universe, the all-important law of attraction is answering the volume of energy you are fueling your wealth banks with. The steps to the law of attraction are real and tangible and consistent. You can take your full wealth to 100% marked rapidly with the 21-day Accelerate Wealth from the Inside Out Activation Program. Visit us for details at www.miraculouslivingwealth.com. And while you're on the site, why don't you sign up for that 7-day free wealth activation program? It's phenomenal. We've had 3 people knock it out of the ballpark in 3 to 5 days. Although it's not standard, they created over 100,000 each of them in 3 to 5 days. So you'll want to really enroll yourself quickly in that free 7-day program.
You'll be so glad you did. Take care, and I look forward to hearing from you.
And we're back. Yay! All right, and it is National Barefoot Day on Saturday, June 1st. And I really am challenging all of you to kick off your shoes on Saturday and go find a beach, find some grass, go find a little creek to walk in. I want you to get barefoot and really, really enjoy the day, celebrate, and feel your feet. And, you know, one of the things that we do in all the meditations I teach are we open the feet chakras to earth energy and bring earth energy up through the feet. And that is really one of the blessings of going barefoot, is really being in touch with Mother Earth and really feeling connected with this planet and not being so spacey and mental. So the next part of the balance wheel is family and friends, and you can certainly go barefoot with your family and friends. And family and friends, you might have a separate place to think about your overall family, and then maybe, you know, you could also have a place where you think about your beloved that might be separate, because we're looking at happiness factors and really looking at bringing life into balance with 100% happiness. And so right now you might be 80% happy with your family and 20% happy in your relationship, which often happens with the gals who have come in to work with me, is that they found that they've been a career person and they haven't really felt supported by their husbands and they've kind of lost the juice of things. So I really encourage people to really explore and see what they can create dynamically with the ones you love and the ones you've been loving, and see if you can get that happiness factor way up again. And sometimes it's true, we just grow apart, but there's the opportunity to really give it a good go. And, you know, one of the ladies I worked with up in Reno, she really wanted to improve her relationship with her husband, and she did it. She made picnics on Fridays. He was a skin doctor, and he'd had Fridays off, and he'd usually just kind of flop out at home in front of the TV and do nothing, kind of sleep all day. And she started making really fun activities for them to do together, and they both very athletic, went out biking on a mountain. They'd bike like 19 miles and kind of race, and then they'd do some picnic, or they'd plan a date night and go dancing and get a babysitter for the kids. And her happiness went way, way up, and it didn't take a whole heck of a lot to really improve the relationship. I think the other thing, though, to notice is that if you're unhappy with your relationship, it's probably a few other things, like maybe creativity or recreation or some of these other things coming up that are out of whack. And so too much energy gets put on, he isn't giving to me, he isn't giving to me. And when your emotional tanks are fueled, then it's about what can I bring to the relationship. And of course you want to receive and you want to be a good receiver. But coming to the relationship with generosity, with expansive emotional body, really allows you to be present in a different way. So we're looking at in relationships and friends and family, these are your intimate people. I just got a text from my dear friend Barbara Niven, who is on the set. Yay! July 31st, season ends. Wow, so she's going to be, she's just gone up to film some Hallmark, a new series in Hallmark, and she's a dear, dear, dear friend of mine, very close. And we text each other and talk to each other late at night. And, you know, happiness, having close friends, feeling like you're connected and you're loved is very, very important, especially if you don't have family, like you don't have kids and you don't have a husband. You want to really have people who you love and who love you. And you come to the relationship with generosity, not with neediness, but with generosity. And when you can come with generosity, you can also come with the opportunity to really be able to receive. And so you want to like come with an open heart, but it's a give and take. And so wanting to really have a relationship and friendships that support you and that you support. And sometimes we have unique and different love languages. Now, I've got a meditation CD that is up on my website. If you go into julierenee.com and you're interested in learning more about love languages, how different people perceive what is loving, that's an excellent CD and meditation to listen to help really like fill in the blanks. I know I'm a person who really feels loved when someone helps me. And I mean that. Like I feel calm, I feel relaxed when, you know, maybe there's something too heavy for me to carry, or somebody comes over and I can't get a light, you know, case off the ceiling so I can put a light bulb in, and somebody just, you know, out of the goodness of their heart comes over and helps me. That I feel so loved when somebody just like sees the need and there's no problem with it. It's just like, yes, of course, I want to help you. Where another person would feel so loved when they're validated, when they get lots of approval and praise. That's interesting. So, you know, there's some people who really love something written, you know, some kind of validation, some gifts. Some people really love gifts. Gifts make them feel really loved. It's interesting to me because gifts kind of land flat. I appreciate them, but a gift well thought of, like I love a particular kind of dark chocolate that's got sea salt, that's really, really yummy. That kind of a gift is really thoughtful. I definitely love fresh flowers, and roses and lilies are really my favorites. I love mango. So if somebody were really getting me something luscious, that would be flowers and mango and, you know, the right kind of chocolate. Or perhaps taking a guess at, you know, some beautiful silk scarf, or you know, my favorite boutique is Giorgio's down in Sausalito, and they've got my size and they got my number. So, you know, if somebody were really going way out of their way to get something very specifically for me, then a present means something to me. If a present in general doesn't mean something to me. But for a lot of people, that is their validation of love. So really becoming kind of a wise elder and understanding love languages is super important, so that you're not looking to someone to fill your needs if they can't, or they don't have the understanding of it. Like, they keep helping you. I had a gal that I coached, and she was kind of a newlywed. She'd only been married about a year, and her husband really wanted to take her car on Saturday and spend the morning getting both of their cars fueled and washed and cleaned, and come back a couple hours later and everything is perfect. And she would be upset with him because she wanted to spend time with him, or she wanted to go golfing with him or something. And I really coached her on this. This was how he knew to offer his best love. And it just didn't seem to settle with her. She felt like he should be able to read her mind and give her what she needed. And she, you know, left my coaching program. And I heard about 6 weeks later she filed for divorce. And it was a very sad experience to go through that, knowing that this husband of hers was really, really trying. He was really giving his best effort, and she just really wanted it the way she wanted it, and she wanted it now, and if it wasn't happening the way she wanted it, she didn't want it. And maybe that's a little bit of the way that you can get. I don't know. I mean, I'm not in your shoes, but it's really great to really take a look at who you're being and who's showing up in the relationship, because you can get to the point where you're complaining so much and scolding and frustrated, maybe it's kids, that they can only offer you what you keep showing them, and they can't offer you what you need. You can keep like showing them you're not good enough, you're not good enough, and so they're going to keep showing up in not good enough. So, you know, the understanding the language of love is very, very important. By the way, I have, if you do go to julierenee.com under meditations, you'll find 7 CDs and MP3s that are really dedicated to helping you grow deeper in your comprehensions of love. And then also I would suggest that if you're wanting to learn more about like the 7 stages of love, in February of this year, 2013, I believe I did 4 or 5 shows that were really devoted to talking about love and communication and connection in various forms, from relationships, intimate partnerships, and family, and you know, business relationships. So those are very good resources, and are up on the Blog Talk player. Just stream back a little bit to February, and you'll find a bunch of great podcasts on love. So from love, we go on to career, and that, of course, is, you know, really finding yourself in a place where you love what you're doing, and you do it very well, and you have enough rest time, you're not working around the clock, you're really getting to play out your mastery, you're getting to be unique and extraordinary in your field. And I just really encourage you to look into this more. And one of the things I did this year is I looked at, was I happy in the way I was working? And what I realized is I was doing shorter sessions to accommodate people's different particular needs. They were saying, oh, I don't have all the money I need for this one or that or whatever. I don't have enough time. And I realized that I couldn't offer the best of me, the best health activation, with any less than 5 hours. And that what would make me happy is to have people fly in and work with me, and I would provide them a beautiful meal and beautiful music, and the best possible results could come from this 5 hours. And as a result, I've been extremely happy with the work I've been doing in the last months. It's, you know, it's much more to my liking. It's more the formula that I needed. Okay, and then the final two are emotional, which we've talked about some, about fueling your emotional tanks in all of these other areas. And so you're really wanting to look at who you are emotionally and how you're showing up for yourself, and really loving and giving to yourself. And then finally, the very first one that we start with, which is the super easy one on the balance wheel, is social and friends. And that's really, really finding your balance to your social life. And maybe it's going to dinner once a week with a friend, or a tea once a week. Maybe it's going dancing 3 times a week. You're going to find your perfect balance. But, you know, we're social creatures. We're meant to be out. And so I encourage you to look at your social life. Well, that's all for now. I encourage you to get barefoot and enjoy Saturday's Barefoot Day. And much love to each and every one of you. And I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you soon. We'll be back next week with another yummy show.
You can be 100% naturally beautiful if you're passionate to be the embodiment of real, authentic, lasting beauty. You'll need to have a healthy, balanced, beautiful lifestyle. That's it. No big secret. You may say, well, duh. But let me ask you, why are you not making your beautiful lifestyle your first priority? Let me ask you a question. Who are you as a woman? Look at the elements of what you're doing, what you're ingesting, what you're watching, what you're listening to. How are you fueling your beautiful nature? Do you know you have a choice? You can get into a lifestyle that will support a youthful freshness and a natural, true beauty. Now let's go back a minute. Are you exhausted and overwhelmed? Are your days spent running all directions? Do you know how to put your meditation practice into place, and yet you still haven't? Have you recently evaluated your nutrition, or are you blindly putting food into your mouth without considering the liveliness and impact on yourself? I'm aware of the devastating impact of aging and an acidic diet that it has on the skin, the hair, the nails. And just a few years ago, my skin was stressed and filled with lines. My hair had thinned dramatically, and my nails had become rigid and thin. I am here as living proof that you can turn it all around and get your beautiful, youthful vitality and gorgeous appearance from the inside out back. Better yet, if you've just begun to have a few cues on aging and it's not really kicked in yet, this is the perfect time to take action and get committed to loving and expressing your unique and natural beauty. I'd like to invite you to enjoy a free 5-part video series as my gift to you for living a truly beautiful life. Just visit us at www.miraculouslivingbeauty.com and sign up for that wonderful 5-part series on how to really get into the beautiful, natural, organic lifestyle. You'll be so glad you did. You've been listening to 100% Healthy with host Julie Renee. I'm a speaker, author, and master health activator. The journey to 100% health is easier than you think. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings or illnesses. To get you into your 100% healthy body requires that you make a big commitment to living full on at 100%. Join the supportive community that's going to help you take your journey. Please join us for our live 100% Healthy One Days, our weekends, teleseminars, 100% Healthy Live Summit in May, and find out all the details for everything going on around 100% Healthy at www.julierenee.com. You can be 100% healthy. Remember, you can count on 100% Healthy to provide you with the simplest and most direct information from Source for maintaining your health, vitality, love, and wealth. We are committed to helping you discover your 100% healthy lifestyle. Together, we can get you back into your best self, living in your personal Garden of Eden. Your health activation is simple and easy with the most extraordinary access to your divine human blueprint. Join us at julierenee.com, and we'll see you next time.